Regarding the repayments of debts, the Hadith tells us, when Zubair stood up, prepared to fight on the day of the Battle of Jamal, he called me, so I, Abdullah his son, went and stood at his side. He said, my son, whoever is killed today will either be a wrongdoer or the one who is wronged. I am sure that I shall be one of those killed this day who are wronged. My greatest concern is my debt. Do you think that anything will be left over from our property after the repayment of my debts? My son, sell our property and pay my debts. If anything remains after the repayment, give 1/9 of it to your sons. He continued to instruct me about his debts and said, my son, should you find yourself unable to repay any portion of my debt, then go to my master and seek help. I did not understand what he meant, so I asked, Father, who is your master? He replied, Allah. So whenever I faced difficulty in repayment of any part of his debt, I supplicated, saying, O Master of Zubair, pay his debt, and he repaid it. When Zubair was martyred, he left no money, but he left some land, one piece in the Kaaba, 11 houses in Medina, 2 in Basra, 1 in Kufa, and another in Egypt. The reason for his indebtedness was that when someone came to him and asked him to keep something in trust for him, Zubair, fearing that it might be lost, would not agree to accept it as a trust, so he took it as a loan. He would neither accept a governorship, revenue office, nor public office. He fought along with the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, Abu Bakr, Omar, and Uthman. I prepared a statement of his debts, and they were counted. Hizam met me and asked, nephew, how much debt is due from my brother? I concealed the actual state of affairs and said, 100,000. Hakim said, I do not think your assets will cover that much. I said, what would you think if the amount was 2,200,000? He said, I do not think that this is within your capacity. If you are unable to repay any portion of it, call upon me for help. Zubair had purchased some land in Gaba for 170,000. Abdullah sold it for 1,600,000 and announced that whosoever had a claim against Zubair should meet him in Gaba. Abdullah, the son of Jaffa, came to him and said, Zubair owed me 400,000, but I will release him from my debt if you wish. Abdullah replied, no. Ibn Jaffa said, if you wish for a postponement, I will postpone the recovery of the debt. Abdullah said, no. So Ibn Jaffa said, in that case, measure out a plot for me. So Abdullah marked out a plot and sold the land to repay his father's debt. After the repayment, there remained 4/16 of the land. Later, he was visited Muawiyah, who had with him at that time Amr, the son of Uthman, Munzir, the son of Zubair, and the son of Zammah. Muawiyah asked Abdullah, what price did you ask for the land at Gaba? He replied, 100,000 for a 16th. Muawiyah inquired, and how much is left? Abdullah said, 4.5/16. Munzir, son of Zubair, said, I will take 1/16 for 100,000. Amr, the son of Uthman, said, I will also take 1/16 for 100,000. Ibn Zammah said, I too will take 1/16 for 100,000. Then Muawiyah asked, how much of it is now left? Abdullah replied, 1.5/16. So Muawiyah said, I will take it for 150,000. Later, Abdullah, son of Jaffa, sold to Muawiyah his share for 600,000. When Abdullah, son of Zubair, had finished paying his debts, the children of Zubair asked, now, distribute the inheritance among us. He replied, I'll not be able to do this until I've announced, let anyone that has a claim against Zubair come forward so that he can be repaid, until 4 successive pilgrimage seasons have been completed. After he made the announcement during the 4 seasons, he distributed the inheritance among the heirs of Zubair according to his directions. Zubair had four wives. Each of them received 1,200,000. The total of Zubair's estate amounted to 50,200,000.